Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. That's the call of the hoary marmot, a species of marmot that inhabits the mountains of northwest North America, including Hudson Bay Mountain in Smithers. It is the largest North American ground squirrel and is often nicknamed the Whistler for its high-pitched warning issued to alert other members of the colony to possible danger. This is one of the creatures that will be discussed in today's newscast about the Smithers Mountain Bike Association's latest multi-use trail called Round the Mountain. Seth Van Varsveld from the SMBA is back on the news today, along with Len Vanderstar, to discuss these trails and tribulations.
Hello, Pam. Yes, I'm Len Vanderstar. I'm one of the directors of an organization known as the Bulkley Valley Stewardship Coalition.
Len is speaking to CICK News on behalf of his concerns regarding the latest portion of Smithers Mountain Bike Association's Round the Mountain Trail. Len believes that the trail will cause damage to the delicate alpine terrain and could affect rare lichen species and other environmental concerns.
When did you start contacting the Smithers Mountain Bike Association about your concerns about the building of their trail?
These concerns just came out a couple weeks ago, actually, when the hikers who were going up there, Bulkley Valley backpackers and so forth, and they brought it to my attention and saying, listen, there's some destructive alpine construction happening with small-scale backhoes up there. Mm-hmm. So they were running over the tundra and then cutting the krumholz, the subalpine fir at tree line, and then digging up all the mountain heather and crowberry and making a hard-packed trail right over the alpine on sensitive plant committees. I was asked to look into that, and then all of a sudden we realized that this is a full-on $400,000 project and no public consultation around that.
The SMBA did have an environmental assessment prepared in 2021 by a registered professional biologist, and SMBA also worked with the BC Mountain Goat Society to plan and reroute sections of the trail to mitigate impacts to wildlife.
Now, we're big advocates of the mountain culture. I'm a mountain biker myself, but the further we looked into that, we realized that there was a number of gaps in the environmental assessment that they were on the premise of building that trail. And those gaps were not identified, and we're raising those issues right now because we're concerned about the environment.
On August 6th, I have correspondence that you contacted the Mountain Resorts branch in Kamloops.
That's right.
To place a pause on further trail development so that the questions and concerns that you had regarding the current Round the Mountain hiking and biking trail could be answered. So can you briefly tell me what those major concerns were that you had?
Yes, we were concerned about a number of issues. One was these trails are designed for mountain biking, so they're less than a 15% grade, and then there's lots and lots of corners. So it's not a direct route up to Crater Lake. Mm-hmm. And so there's lots of switchbacks. So we're talking about, I don't know, up to 8 kilometers of trail. So there's a significant amount in terms of a footprint on the sensitive terrain, both in subalpine and alpine. And it crosses a number of marmot colonies, hoary marmots. This is a cumulative impact situation. And the marmots need some certain distance from human intrusion. You'll hear them whistle within 100 meters, right? They all need to be taken into consideration. So the marmot was not considered in any sort of mitigation around as a result of the environmental assessment. The other thing that was missed in the environmental assessment and was a red-listed plant or a community known as Northwest Waterfan. It's a semi-aquatic, it's a Coast Seawick, a red-listed, so endangered plant species. And it's very rare. Yeah. Okay, it resides in Western Canada and a bit in the States, but the south slopes of Hudson Bay Mountain is the highest set of colonies of this species of lichen, this aquatic lichen, anywhere in Canada. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so this trail crosses this mountain bike trail crosses a number of stream crossings, and we're really concerned around the sedimentation that may occur or change of water temperature as a result of these crossings that are not constructed properly, because the lichens may or may not exist on the streams that the trail crosses, but that inventory has yet to be done. Mm-hmm. It wasn't conducted, and sedimentation can really damage the lichen. They're highly sensitive to both temperature and sedimentation. Unfortunately, that was overlooked, so this is something that we need to take a closer look at, mm-hmm. and we want the proponent to do that. They've agreed now that cease and desist on any of the stream crossings until that inventory is done.
They being the Mountain Bike Association?
Yes.
Okay, yep.
But these are things that could have been all addressed and pointed out if there was a public consultation process in the first place, which did not occur. And then we looked into this, we realized that from our perspective that the authorization of this trail did not go through all the proper hoops or process.
Here's a little background on some documents that you're about to hear mentioned. The 1997 RAMP report offered summer use designations for 20 locations to address the impacts of motorized use and suggested conflicts to resolve, setting the foundation for future developments. Recreational access agreements detailed 36 areas for recreational access designations, explicitly mentioning Hudson Bay Mountain as one of those designated areas. These documents and agreements collectively determined the legal framework for recreational use and restrictions on Hudson Bay Mountain. Compliance with both the historical and current regulations provided in these reports is necessary for determining what can and cannot be built or used in these areas. To clarify, after my interview with Seth Van Varseveld, you'll hear a response from a licensed land officer from the Mountain Resorts branch in Kamloops, Cassandra Enns.
In that correspondence where you shared these concerns that you just told us about, you received a reply from Cassandra Enns that stated that the Round the Mountain Trail within the CRA has existing authorization under the resort's master development agreement with the province, which allows for construction of trails and runs within the CRA. But you argue, now is it the timeline for approval that you believe to be faulty, or can you explain where?
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
So for the listeners out there, the CRA is what's called a controlled recreational area, mm-hmm. and that's part of the 10-year area of the Hudson Bay Mountain Resort. They have basically like a blanket approval to develop facilities within the CRA.
Yep.
But they do need to do some subsequent approvals with regards to proper permitting stream crossings. So what we had discussion with this Mountain Resorts branch. So back in the 90s, we went through what's called a Bulkley Land and Resource Management Plan, the LRMP. The LRMP was finalized in 1998. I think it was approved around that time, around 2000. Okay. Now, at that time of that LRMP, it clearly states that Hudson Bay Mountain was designated as a Special Management Zone 2. And this is what it basically states. Special Management Zone 2 includes the ski area and states that no facilities, okay, this is the word facilities, or motor vehicles will be operated on the grassy tundra portion of the prairie west of the existing ski boundary. So when we called up the Mount Resorts branch, we said, okay, they looked at it, and I don't know if they were cognizant of it, but they said, oh, this mountain bike trail is not a facility. But this is where it says facility. So they're saying, how can the mountain bike trail that's machine-made not a facility? Okay. For example, the ski hill is a facility. So everybody recognizes resorts a facility. Okay. So as part of that facility, you need chairlifts. Mm-hmm. You need ski runs. Mm-hmm. This is an all-season resort facility in there. In their master plan, which includes summer activities as a mountain bike trail. So a ski run and a chairlift is considered part of that facility. Mm-hmm. So the mountain bike trails by default is as well. Mm-hmm. So we're agreeing to disagreeing around the definition right now. And I believe that the government that's involved in this, and BC government, is in a defensive position and stating that the trail is not a facility when we fully believe with the current language and the master plan that it is.
And so this is actually where I do see that this is, it's becoming nebulous, right? But you're getting a little bit of provincial hold
pushback.
On now, right? Exactly. Yeah. You're getting you're getting that from the province. Also, in part of the agreement as well in the RAMP is about community groups having to work together. So
exactly.
where's that? Yeah.
So basically we're saying if you actually carried out what you said you would, in the master plan, okay, we would have had a full consultation with the user groups. Mm-hmm. They're now raising concerns, whether it's BV Naturalists or the Stewardship Coalition or the BV Backpackers and others, and botanists like Jim Pojar, raising concerns around, whoa, where did this come from? Yeah. Well, we should have been privy to this because we would have identified some of the gaps and we would have had a resolution, what would have happened, everybody would go forward. But by doing what they did, they basically kicked a hornet's nest. Mm-hmm. We found out after the fact, and then we went up there. So we requested the operators to cease and desist on a voluntary basis, which they did, because we said, look, the government might be even counseling offense under their own legislation, under the Land Act. It took a breather there. I think they resumed. But the problem then is, yeah, we need to sort this out. We need to get everybody on board. And as a result, so that you can actually dot the I's and cross the T's and then have this done properly, if at all. This whole process went sideways. And I think it's been overlooked. And as a result, that's why we have the issues we have today. So we need to think about proper mitigation and monitoring. Yeah. And all these steps have to go into play here in order to get full public support. Now, as a result of this, I can see that the Smithers Mountain Bike Association wants to do the good work. And everybody wants to do that. But over this, they've lost a lot of social license.
When it's not intentional to upset or to bring up this kind of consultation, really what it does is it leaves a lot of the responsibility on the Smithers Mountain Bike Association to come up with a resolution. So are you feeling like that's happening now?
Okay, so that'll depend on our meeting next week with Mountain Resorts BC.
Yep.
However, we could say that what we would like to do is continue to work with Hudson Bay Mountain Resort and Smithers Mountain Bike Association and Mountain Resorts BC and Rec Site Trails BC to come up with something that's okay. Admit that there's a bit of a screw up here. Let's move forward here. Let's address the gaps in the environmental assessment. And since if you can't mitigate, you compensate. Then we need to fix up this trail that's going up to Crater Lake as well, because it's branching in three different directions. And also, people are walking through the creeks where we have this red-listed aquatic lichen. So one way, if you're going to damage something, you compensate for something else. So one of the resolutions that we could come to agreement is that we get that trail recognized through BC Rec Sites and Trails, and then we put some money towards fixing that and preventing further damage, because it's such a popular place to go up at Crater Lake. But first, we got to get past this first hurdle around admission that there's an oversight here, because to date, Hudson Bay Mountain Resort is not admitting they've done anything incorrectly. So we got to get past that impasse first. And then we could probably talk about where we go from here and how we can have all the concerns addressed.
So you're going to be speaking with the Mountain Resorts branch.
Yes.
Smithers Mountain Bike Association and Hudson Bay Mountain. Do you want to come with, and are you, and the stewards group, are you part of, are you bringing solutions? Are you bringing options of what you would like to see happen? Or do you want the trail to be diverted away from where it is in portions?
Nothing that we're enjoying here in the Bulkley Valley is here by default. Whether it's the fight to Kamano to completion, keep the water in the Bulkley River and the salmon flowing, everything. Yeah. We've been through a number of campaigns, whether it's Enbridge or fish farm fights or Colbert methane, you name it, right? Yeah. We're here because we want development, but we want responsible development.
Yeah.
And where we see no responsible development, then our hackles go up and then we have to address that.
Yeah. The Bulkley Valley Community Resource Board, or BVCRB, facilitated a Summer Recreation Access Management Plan, or RAMP, for the Bulkley Valley, which aims to provide sound guidance for government land use on policymaking and decision-making, to represent, include, and accommodate the wide range of outdoor recreational values in the community, and contribute to a pilot project in the implementation of BC government's provincial trails strategy.
So sometimes they're saying subsequent approval only applies to the permitting process, but that's not how it reads here. So it's not a matter of our interpretation. It's not a matter of the government's interpretation. It's a matter of the interpretation of government and the members of the RAMP at the time and the Community Resources Board. Yeah. We need to go back to those groups, the Community Resources Board and the Recreational Access Management Planning Group, and say, when you wrote this,
right?
Okay, what was your interpretation?
Define it.
Not somebody coming new in government that's never been 5 years saying, this is my interpretation.
Len, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Okay, thank you so much, Pam.
My name's Seth Van Varseveld. I'm a director at large for the Smithers Mountain Bike Association, and I've been the guy keeping the ball rolling behind this Around the Mountain Trail project.
I'll just jump right in. Is there a structured process to deal with complaints regarding SMBA-built trails?
So soon after the discovery of the pin flags up on the prairie, we started having some questions roll in. So I created a specific email account for people to send their questions to. And I've been answering people's questions as they come in and in collaboration with the SMBA board. So we have just been answering people's questions as they come in.
Is the trail still open at this time?
Yes, it's open to the bench at 4 kilometers.
Okay. But that's 6 kilometers long right now, right?
Correct.
So there's 2 kilometers that are currently off limits then?
Correct. Yeah, they'll be open quite soon as they're completed and we see the whole length of it. But yeah, it'll be soon.
Could you explain what's happening with Round the Mountain Trail right now?
Yeah, so the section of trail that we've built this year is approved by Hudson Bay Mountain Resort under the authority that's given to them by the province of British Columbia. And that authority is, I guess, hashed out by this master development agreement that they have.
The SMBA is getting direction about facilities and activities that can and cannot be implemented in the controlled recreation area of Hudson Bay Mountain. And this direction is coming from the Mountain Resorts branch in Kamloops regarding the Bulkley Valley Ramp Agreement, which is a report of Summer Recreational Access Management Plan,
as well as Hudson Bay Mountain's own Master Development Agreement. Now, but if you read the Master Development Agreement from 2008, the trail is technically operating a facility in an area designed to have, quote, no facilities or motor vehicles to be operated on the grassy tundra portion of the prairie west of the existing ski boundary. So does SMBA feel that this trail is a facility or an activity that falls within that direction?
So the first thing to remember is there's a distinction between the master plan and then the master development agreement. The master plan was developed as a general direction for the ski hill, but the official legal document that gives Hudson Bay Mountain Resort authority is called the master development agreement. And master plan aside, the development agreement is what gives them the legal ability to authorize the trail as mm-hmm. they have. And yeah, there are some phasing requirements for some of the additional checks that are required in the master plan. Those only kick in when the resort is doing enough that it constitutes the next phase of their development. And so, yeah, it was the interpretation of Mountain Resorts Branch and Hudson Bay Mountain Resort right now that this trail is something that falls within their rights to approve.
Mm-hmm. Does SMBA, do you get counsel from legal experts with regards to land use law or local regulations for a trail like this? Is that something that SMBA has to do?
In certain cases where some things come up, we do have access to some legal help, but yeah, generally the agreements that we have in place are with Rec Sites and Trails. That doesn't apply to this project because it's on the ski hill, but I would say normally we don't need outside legal advice because the rules and guidelines are pretty clear.
Are you a stakeholder involved in this land use plan, or what's the definition of what SMBA is when you're managing the building of a trail on the mountain?
Yeah, so we came up with an agreement between us and Hudson Bay Mountain Resort. We call it our Memorandum of Understanding. Mm-hmm. So that just outlines how we are related to the resort in the building of this trail specifically. So we're responsible for the construction and the maintenance of it, but the trail is owned by Hudson Bay Mountain Resort entirely, because it's on their land and they have the power to do whatever they want with it.
In your time with the SMBA, has there ever been anything where there's been a call to action about pausing use on a trail that's been built before, like due to environmental concerns?
I would say the only thing that's similar in the past is for some of our trail maintenance activities, like brushing, we've been asked to postpone them until outside the nesting window, or at least to avoid cutting woody debris and just keep it to the grasses. But that's, yeah, not so much a request to halt, just a request to take that into consideration.
Have you been given a official request to halt use on this trail?
I have not. Yeah, we have received an email from Len requesting that we halt, mm-hmm. and he went up there one day and requested, and we halted for 2 days after that.
Funding was received from British Columbia's Destination Development Fund, which comes primarily from the provincial government, specifically through the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture, and Sport. What consultation or environmental assessment must be conducted to apply to be eligible for this sort of fund, if any?
I wasn't directly involved with the application of this for the grant, but I do know that before our application, we had environmental assessment done. And yeah, we won this grant before we had the approvals in place. And yeah, we were able to move forward and get the approvals from Hudson Bay Mountain after already having received the grant.
So in our interview last month, that you mentioned that the rest of this trail is outside of the CRA.
Most of it is within the CRA, but there are two small sections that go outside.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't build the rest of the trails within the CRA unless we get approval for the small sections that are outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Given the feedback that you received from not all, but some members of those two community groups, like, do you still want to try to apply for these last parts of the trail that are outside of the CRA, or do you think that it would be rerouted? Are you thinking that far ahead due to this community feedback?
I had a meeting with these groups last week, mm-hmm. and yeah, they expressed their concerns more officially. I'd been in contact with Len a number of times already. But yeah, I think we're still going to be in conversation. And yeah, we had some talks about maybe collaborating on some improvements to the existing hiking trail as well, to work together a little bit on that. And yeah, we're still going to be in conversation, and I'm still going to be pursuing the rest of the trail.
Mm-hmm. So where we're speaking, it's August 19th. Where is this process right now?
So working with Rec Sites and Trails BC to gather up all the information before submitting a referral. And once that referral is submitted, a number of government entities have 60-day review periods to review their aspect of the project, whether it's the ecosystems or something like that. And yeah, so before that, I am going to be having a mitigation plan for the mountain goats and other wildlife developed by a biologist, and also submitting and receiving approval for the stream crossings. And then once those are in place, then the referral can be submitted.
But was that done before for this trail as well, or was it?
This portion being within the CRA is a different process,
okay,
because that approval was basically granted back when the master development agreement was signed between the province and Hudson Bay Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So the stream crossing requirement exists still. And yeah, I feel like we've been able to address some of these concerns.
Does SMBA feel like there's need to repair maybe some social capital that was damaged with this process being public? Knowing that there's that dissonance, is there a plan to, yeah, want to maybe repair some of that social capital? And if so, what does that look like?
Yeah, of course, I would like to be able to repair it as much as I can. I think a lot of people enjoy the prairie for various reasons and value it highly. So some people, when they see a chance of something changing, will be surprised and upset. So I think a lot of the time, as people have reached out with their concerns and I've provided some more information, that really helps to ease people's concerns. I think there is a large portion of the community that is very much in support of this project. So in general, I think we have a lot of support.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the collaboration that we're going to be looking into doing on the hiking trail will play a big part in repairing any concerns that are still felt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just encourage people to reach out to the SMBA, and we can, maybe with ideas, and so we can give you more information and try to ease your concerns. Yeah, so for the mountain goats, right from the get-go, as I started pursuing this project, I reached out to the BC Mountain Goat Society and sent them the route. They're based in Smithers. Sent them the route of the trail that I was proposing, mm-hmm. and got some approval on that. Not approval, but support. I guess for the water fan lichen, that was a concern raised by Len recently. I moved the endpoint of the trail construction for this year about 350 meters back from where it was going to be to avoid crossing some of the streams up on the prairie where this lichen may be present. And that'll just give us some more time to identify where the lichen is and make a mitigation plan for avoiding the damage.
Mm-hmm.
The way we've been constructing our stream crossings involves keeping riders high and dry out of the water with rock structures.
Oh.
So there'd be a small amount of sedimentation likely during the construction process, but long term I don't believe there would be much sediment entering the stream crossing. And then more recently, when we changed the plan to go up to Crater Lake, sent the route again and was recommended that I change the route a little bit to keep it further away from the goats, mm-hmm. which I did. And so, yeah, I've been in contact with the mountain goat experts from the beginning and getting recommendations and acting on them. Mm-hmm. As far as other wildlife, like the nesting birds, we've been in contact with some researchers who have done research up on the prairie right from the beginning, and I made some adjustments to the route based on their recommendations. Mm-hmm. Just recently, we did change the route that we were going to follow to keep it further away from a bunch of marmot colonies. And I feel like I've been able to make a lot of changes based on the experts' recommendations so far.
Seth, what's the SMBA's response to the comment about the perceived noncompliance with the Bulkley Summer Ramp regarding mountain biking?
So this was brought up early on in the process of me pursuing this trail, and it was decided that there's really nothing in there that actually prohibits mountain biking on the prairie. There's a clause that states that the existing Prairie to Crater Lake hiking trail is designated as hiking only, mm-hmm. and encourages development of hiking trails on Hudson Bay Mountain in general. But mountain biking itself isn't prohibited on the prairie in any point, in our opinion.
Right. Well, Seth, thank you so much for doing this, because I'm sure you've had to have these conversations a lot.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate it. Are you getting tired of this, or does this kind of, like, how does this feel? Do you feel like this maybe reaffirms the work that you did before the trail went in, or are you feeling reflective?
I think some of the points that he brought up were not exactly things we had considered. A lot of the points that people are bringing up are things we have considered, so I'm able to provide the answers that we've been giving to the people who've been giving us authority on those concerns. And yeah, I'd say that there might be a little bit more backlash than I was expecting, but overall, most of the people that I've been talking to are very excited. And now that we've got it open and people are using it, it's really showing how valuable this trail is going to be for the community. So yeah, I'm excited about what it currently is and where it could possibly go from here.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks.
I requested an interview with Cassandra Enns, licensed land officer with Mountain Resorts Branch, but she was not able to grant me an interview. However, she did respond to questions that I sent via email. The All Seasons Resort Policy and Guidelines and the Master Development Agreement, or MDA, which is the contract between Hudson Bay Mountain Resort Incorporated and the province, did not define facility specifically. According to the MDA, the Round the Mountain Trail would be considered a trail and or recreation improvement. Mountain Resorts Branch does not consider hiking or cycling on this multi-use public recreation trail to be a facility. The Destination Development Fund was administered by the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture, and Sport, and the fund is closed and is not currently accepting applications. However, past intakes required that applicants must describe potential environmental risks associated with their projects and outline a mitigation strategy. Under the guidelines, grant funds could not be expanded on consultation and engagement or environmental reviews. This is separate from the work of the Ministry's Mountain Resort Branch, which manages the phased development of All Seasons Resorts. In relation to the Smithers Mountain Bike Association project, Hudson Bay Mountain Resort has a master development agreement with the province, which allows the resort to build ski runs and trails and control access to the Controlled Recreation Area, or CRA. The resort is bound to the terms under the MDA, meaning that the SMBA project must align with the resort's commitments set out by the province in that agreement. This includes the resort's environmental conditions. The SMBA project had an environmental assessment prepared in 2021 by a registered professional biologist, and SMBA also worked with the BC Mountain Goat Society to plan and reroute sections of the trail to mitigate impacts to wildlife. The master plan for expansion was submitted as part of the application to replace the then existing form of tenure with the present MDA. The present MDA, which underwent a fulsome consultation prior to the approvals in 2008, encompasses expanded area, including Terrain Pod E, and supports All Seasons use.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at cicknews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CSCK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.